I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
We are always pleased to have Tom Lydon on Money Life. And he, of course, is the president of Global Trends Asset Management, the editor of ETF Trends. And he does help us navigate through the Wild West that is ETF investing. If you want more information, it's etftrends.com, at ETFtrends on Twitter, or at Tom Lydon on Twitter. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck.
All guests on Money Life appear on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower offers independent advice free from the conflicts of interest typical of the traditional brokerage firm. Learn more what makes Hightower different at HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, our ETF of the week is
the Guggenheim Bullet Shares 2018 High Yield Corporate Bond ETF. Ticker is BSJI.
BSJI. Now, there's an additional disclosure that I know we need to make here, which is you are talking about a Guggenheim fund. People should know that you are on the board of Guggenheim funds. So they should take that into consideration that on the one hand, you wear that hat. On the other hand, you wouldn't be recommending it and talking about it if it didn't make sense within the global trend asset management and ETF trend sense for people to be looking at.
What? You're right, Chuck. Absolutely. And, you know, the idea here is there's been a lot of discussion about going after yield. What the folks at Guggenheim did is, in talking with many advisors over an extended period of time, they realized that laddering bonds is a big place in the money management business and for individual investors as well. But what they've done is they've taken specific maturities and put a wrapper around them and created ETFs based on specific years. So although I'm talking about the 2013 high yield corporate bond ETF, they actually have seven high-yield corporate bond ETFs representing years from 2012 to 2018. And also, they've got nine corporate bond ETFs from 2012 to 2020. So the idea would be here is if you're buying the 2018 high-yield corporate bond, you have a variety of maturities, none of them exceeding 2018. And at the end of 2018, this ETF actually matures and closes.
The question here becomes, for me, how can this ETF fit in with others on your portfolio? Because it does sort of seem to me, as an outsider looking at it, and again, we are talking about our ETF of the week, the Guggenheim Bullet Shares 2018 high yield corporate bond ETF. How is this going to fit in with others? Because, you know, sometimes we talk about ETFs being really advanced products. How does this fit in if I've got other high yield corporate, if I'm looking at other things, when this one is so specific, if I want to use it in that laddered strategy, does it not play well and nice with other funds?
Yeah, I suppose it would work well with other funds. And we've talked a lot about corporate bonds, a lot about high yield, but the idea here is with a specific maturity and with the bonds that are held within these portfolios to maturity, you have less interest rate risk. So we all know as investors, we've had 30 years of declining interest rates. And if we're not at lows, we're pretty close to them. And the idea going forward is there probably will be higher interest rates. When rates rise, the value of the bonds internally will decline in value. But if you hold those bonds to maturity, you get that monthly or quarterly return from that bond, and you don't lose principal as long as you hold that up to maturity. So within these bond funds, there are for people and advisors who are managing money that want to stagger maturities and also stagger yields that they're looking for their clients, but also to control the interest rate risk if we might be entering a rising interest rate environment.
Obviously, with this particular fund, when we've talked about all of the corporate yield stuff, is there any sort of risk here present that people might, again, take out of that dating of the fund 2018 that suggests that this junk is different than other junk? I mean, you and I have talked in the past, and many guests have been on the show talking about how there's not much risk of corporate defaults, so high yield and junk is not quite what it used to mean. But is there any change in the portfolio quality here, trying to goose yields that maybe pushes it towards a little bit junkier junk?
Yeah, I don't think that they're goosing yields because, number one, they've really done a good job of diversifying the underlying holdings. So whether it's not a specific maturity corporate high yield bond ETF or it is, it's they're very thoughtful, I think, in constructing the index. However, as you point out, right now, even though default rates are low, what happens if we go through another economic meltdown and we have some bumps in the road? There's always that type of risk. The other thing could be if you buy this ETF now and you don't hold it through the end of 2018, you could be hurting from the interest rate risk. So these are all things to consider, and it's not as simple as an S&P 500 ETF. There's a little bit of a strategy to it, so it's important that you go to Guggenheim Investments and look and understand these and look under the hood to make sure you know exactly what's in that portfolio.
It is the ETF of the week, the Guggenheim Bullet Shares 2018 High Yield Corporate Bond ETF, the ticker symbol BSJI, part of the Bullet Shares line, defined maturity or target date ETFs, allowing you to customize your bond holdings. An interesting pick from Tom Lydon, president of Global Trends Asset Management and editor of ETF Trends. Get more information at ETFtrends.com. Tom, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week, Chuck.
There is more of Money Life to go yet today. A lot of it. So stick around. We'll be right back.